The first of which is Matt Simpson in his 15th season with the Honeniga Indians. Last season they went 16-2, 22-10 overall. And are one of the favorites again this year because they got a lot of great players coming back. So, Matt, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about, well, first of all, how much practice have you guys been able to get in the outdoors, and have you even gotten a game yet?
We have not played a game. We've had a couple canceled already. We were outside Monday and Tuesday this week, and we were actually able to get on our infield for the first time yesterday. It was still soft, and we couldn't have played a game on it, but it was good enough for us to practice, and we just need to be outside and feel what it's like to play at 90 feet and get some ground balls and things like that. So it was good for us yesterday.
How much can you really accomplish indoors in terms of what skills can you improve on? Because, I mean, as far as infielding, you're getting such a true bounce, it's not realistic. And so what are the things that you can do indoors that really can help you for the outdoor season until you can get outside?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you're right about the bounces indoors are a little bit easier, but sometimes, especially with younger kids, you can work more technique because of that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not worried about getting a bad bounce, so they're able to get their head down there where it needs to be behind a ground ball and things like that. So, you know, just some of the finer details that you don't really want to spend as much time when you get outside because you want to, you know, be able to do some live things, and you don't really want to spend the time of breaking things down as much as you do indoors. You know, and with batting cages inside, you are able to get a ton of swings in, which is a nice thing. But, you know, once you're in for 2-3 weeks like we were this year, it's time to get out. Otherwise, you're, you know, running out of things that you need to cover.
So is there a chance that you might be able to get a game in outside this week yet?
We're supposed to be at home tomorrow against Schaumburg, and I'm 99% sure that we'll be able to play that. So our field was pretty close yesterday. You know, we're going to get out and do some work today and hopefully practice on it again. And I think we'll be ready to go Thursday.
I always kind of laugh because I remember my days in high school and I was not a good baseball player. But I do remember the fact that of all sports, baseball teams, sometimes a third of your practice is spent prepping the field. I mean, they're always out there, you know, either, you know, sanding it, raking it, whatever it may be. But the team's all out there together making the field ready to roll.
That's for sure. The amount of time we put in to make our field playable at times is quite a bit, but you know, to get games in when other people aren't playing at times, you know, that reward is worth it, and our kids take pride in that we're able to play a lot of games at home that should be on the road at times during the conference season, and mm-hmm. and you know, that's because of the hard work that everybody in our program puts into it.
Let's talk about the team this year now. We sent out the questionnaires. You've got 5 starters back, but as you said in there, and this is kind of key in most baseball minds, you're really strong up the middle, catcher, middle infield, center field. Talk a little bit about some of the talented kids you got coming back.
Well, you know, we were very young, obviously, last year at those 3 positions. Coming into the season, they were all question marks, and 3 freshmen caught our eye right away at first week of indoor tryouts. And we said, hey, you know what, we got question marks, let's get them up and let them compete for some time. And you know, by 2 weeks into the season, once we started playing games and things, it was very clear that they were our best options, and that's what we went with. And they were, you know, very good for us all last year up the middle, and we're looking forward to them, you know, progressing this year and being even better than what they were last year.
How, because of all the youth programs and all that, I'm assuming you've been in baseball for a while now. Is it more and more you've seen a lot of kids that are really ready as freshmen to step into that varsity role?
I'm not sure if it's necessarily that. I mean, kids are playing more baseball that are in it, which can be a good thing and can be a bad thing. I think, you know, kids that are more pitchers, I think it can be a bad thing because we see a lot of arm issues and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, but these 3, it was, you know, position players, and obviously the more reps you can get in, getting ground balls, stealing fly balls, being behind the plate, getting swings in is always a good thing. So I think that's helped. I think the biggest thing with all the travel baseball, you know, is you have, if you're a parent, you can send your kid somewhere and they're going to play. You know, somebody's going to be willing to take you on your team. There's so many different travel teams and, you know, even local teams and things like that kids get opportunities to play. You know, and because of that, some kids, I think, develop slower than others. And there's some kids that maybe would have been out of baseball by 6th or 7th grade because they weren't good enough. If, you know, there were only 2 teams in the area or something like that where kids were playing. So I think the development, it just has developed more players into kids that could potentially contribute at the high school level.
And you mentioned, again, the 3 that were freshmen last year. You've got Braden Sales, who was all-conference as an infield last year. That's pretty impressive as a freshman. Among the league leaders with 15 RBIs and 15 runs, he had 323. Your catcher, Noah Goddard, is hitting over 300 as well. And then Gabe, is it Wrestler? Is that how you pronounce it? Wrestler?
Yep.
With 16 RBI. So, I mean, you're getting great contributions, obviously, out of those young kids. And then to top it all off, and we haven't even started talking about it yet, you've got Tyler Statler, who may be the best player, at least the best pitcher in the conference going in, a kid that has the talent to be even drafted this year. Talk a little bit about Tyler.
You know, when he got hurt for us in the beginning of May last year, that, you know, really put a damper on where we thought that we were headed come playoff time. Him and Gustafson last year on the mound as a 1-2 punch gave us opportunities to win every day. You know, so him being able to come back from the injury as he has and being at full strength and, you know, this is the first time in my 22 years of coaching here at Hononega that we've had scouts in at practices. I mean, we've had them at games watching kids, but when, you know, you're getting emails and texts about, hey, when's the next bullpen? We want to come in and take a look at them and things like that. You know that the kid's ceiling is just unbelievable right now. And you know, for us to have him healthy all year, and throwing every fifth day for us is obviously going to give us a great opportunity to win. I think he's kind of underrated a little bit as a hitter. You know, he's going to hit right in the middle of our order and be a big part of what we do. Obviously, that's probably not his future at the next level. But at high school, you know, he's a big, strong kid, and he's going to hit for some power in the middle of our lineup and be a run producer for us as well.
From a pitching standpoint, like how fast does he pitch or where are his specialties? Is he more of an off-speed pitcher?
No, he throws hard.
Okay.
When he got hurt last year, he was sitting, you know, between 90 and 92 for us. And,
wow.
You know, would all every now and then pop one at 93. But now, you know, this winter at a couple showcases, he's touched 95. And, you know, some of the bullpens that he's throwing for scouts here, he's been, you know, pretty consistently around 94. So he has a great spring for us. He's definitely got a chance to be drafted, and not just drafted, but I think drafted pretty high.
I was just going to ask that. Do you have a sense of how high he could go?
You never know. I mean, it's not just about what he does. It's about what, you know, every other draft-eligible kid does as well,
sure.
You know. But I definitely think that he could be looking at having to make a decision if he has a good spring about, you know, do I go to school or do I take, you know, the offer that's on the table. And that's a great problem to have as an 18-year-old kid. So.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited for him. I'm excited for the rest of our program, you know, that we're going to have, you know, major league scouts out at a lot of our games, which is good for all of our young kids to get looks, you know, for possibly 2-3 years down the road. So, you know, it's just a great thing for our program, and it's a testament to the hard work that Tyler's put in.
Sure. Last question, then, more specifically this year, then. As I said, when I surveyed all the coaches, and basically came down to you and Harlan were the top vote-getters as far as the conference champion, or at least as a favorite to be the conference champion. What will it – first of all, what are your opinions of your team? And then secondly, what will it take for you guys to win the conference title?
Well, I think the biggest thing to win it is we have to stay healthy. You know, we have a couple players at a couple of key positions that we have to stay healthy because we don't – have necessarily the high-end talent at those particular positions. So health is the number one thing. You know, and if we stay healthy, I would be very disappointed if we're not at least competing for the conference title. It's never a given that you win it because a lot of things can happen in baseball. But if we're healthy and don't compete for it, you know, I think that would be a little bit disappointing with what we have. You know, we still have some question marks at two or three positions about who's going to get time, which, you know, has made for great competition in practice and things like that. But, you know, bottom line is I think we have kids that can get it done, and with some of the high-end talent we have at certain positions, you know, we expect to be competing for regional and hopefully sectional titles at the end of the year.
All right. Matt Simpson, the head baseball coach for Hononega, longtime head coach, one of the favorites this year in the Nick 10, has got a talented group of kids coming back, both young and veterans, so it's a great lineup. Coach, thank you so much for spending time with us. We appreciate it, and best of luck this season.
All right, thank you.